Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Nate Muhammad with the Halal Industry Do For Self. Welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self. I'd like to start thing with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, Merciful Redeemer. I just want to elaborate on, the man sent us a little tape, and I happened to reread it, or I read it, or I went through and listened to it, and it was like it's confirmed to me that Allah created everyone with a gift, and through that gift, they have their own journey. They will still to establish the gift. Now, this tape or video, it was about finance and how society is set up with the financial structure. And the sister, she was well versed in it, her understanding, dedication. What got me is that her example of a lot of the finance aspect that how it went on, when she used the illustrations of how to go about doing things. And once anyone can back up their statement with some action that they encounter, you always can get one's attention. As I was talking with the imam earlier, you know, we the double standard in the life. And from listening to that sister, maybe it was meant for it to be, we have double standards against us, because Allah is showing us that don't follow what you see. Look at what he's trying to show you. He's trying to show us that we have to be independent in our approach. That's why everything we should do, we do for self, independent of this society. Every time we try to break in, mess with this society, they find something to push us away. There's always something they push us aside. So we should pay attention to all this. You understand? Not gripe about it, complain, criticize. Look at what Allah is showing you, want to show you. Because if you don't pay attention to it right now, you got to go full circle again. And if you don't see it then, you got to go back again. That's I call that running you around the mulberry bush. You know, you got to get off that merry-go-round because you got to pay attention, and you can't pay attention if you're complaining and criticize us as people, African-American people, descendants of slaves. We the ones been denied to help and establish us from a rightful place in society. We were denied all that. And I'm not complaining about it. I'm just acknowledging and hope you acknowledge it, so therefore you don't have to worry about whether somebody accepts you. You know, I remember going for job interviews and things of that nature, and they want you to do what they want. I remember one time I'm sitting in a job. I was a national rental car. I was trying to get a job to ride, to take the cars back and forth from Philly to Hasbro. I'm sitting in the interview room, and the guy asks me, "Do you smoke?" I said, "No." "Do you drink?" I said, "No." "Huh. You sure? Didn't you just ask me?" You know? Because he didn't think that anybody that around here doesn't smoke or drink or do anything from the Miss Ashley. She don't do that. I just come to do this, want to do this job, and you know, they told me they didn't trust me. So I should have question mark should have went in my head right then, but I just took it as a racist. So you know, yeah, that's all right. But there again, the Lord was telling me, yeah, yo, take this double standard mentality, turn it around for and make it work for yourself. Tell to your people, get everybody working in a sense. We striving for the same thing. That's why in the halal industry we want to unite the African American people to do that. But we're gonna have to get them off that fence of believing in this society that's gonna take care. Society been lying to them for the longest. He promised us 40 acres and a meal. When it was time they get it, they took it back and divided among themselves. They had money come down through the city, from the federal government for violence, the gun violence in the street and all that. Money to do that. What they did was the money came down. Those whoever it came to took what they want and gave us the crumbs. How do I know? It's part of some of the people that dealt with. So this is the same pattern that we were dealing with. And we sit up here, and it's based on the double standard. That double standard is there. Take that double standardness and build our independence from that. We're just talking about the Negro Baseball League. They were doing pretty good. They got up, and they was doing in their revenue. They might not have been making a whole lot of money, but they thought the grass was greener on the other side. So they worked to get over to the other side with the white ball players. Some came, majority didn't. And in the meantime, the Negro League, it fell apart. That's what the statement I make. And I see this pattern time and time again, how we think we're going to get over here and we're going to rise up in the white world. It's impossible. Impossible. And I argue with anybody over this, you know, because I've seen the effects over the years. You rise all the way up and they knock you right back down. They always find something to tell you that. Look at the Wall Street, Black Wall Street. That's another perfect example. The people was at the height of the economy aspect in the country. Since they were doing better than their own economy, they wanted to tear it down. That wasn't no coincidence. It meant to happen. Why do people try to emulate the white government, as I can say that. And they tore it down. And nobody talks about it today, why it happened. Everybody talk about what happened. And if you know why it happened, you know the bill. Build it back up. And correct the things that you did wrong. The blueprint is still there, but by no one having no understanding on it, it goes to see. Key was, you had to unite. I don't think they would unite. They did it. Try to show the Caucasians that they can do this. If they was united, they'd have built that right back up. Haven't you been in there? I did construction. We go in, I might mess up a wall. Everybody working in unison with it. Oh, the wall fell down. The wall put it out of the way and build it back up. You already know how to do it. Everybody had their responsibility and they do their part. And build the wall back up. Can't beat that with a stick. I'm saying again, all this is that we have to unite as a people. We can let bygones be bygones if we lead with what Allah said. And if you can't lead with Allah said, we're not going anywhere. We're going to still go round in circle, round in circle. We Allah call us back. That's what I always want to do, work as one. And we know what we're working for. We're working for Allah. He the one is guiding us, not man. He inspiring us to do this. This all these years for it to really manifest itself, at least for myself. I can't speak for nobody else. It manifests for myself. But it also put me in a direction where look for people, likewise people, striving for the same thing. We can't get away around anything unless we lead with what Allah says. It's our time. And as long as we look and continue to look for people that think like us, want to work with us, want to live with us, want to be with us, progressive or building our model community. Like I said, it's our time. Want to turn the mic here over to you, ma'am, Fawley Ayubilal. Assalamu alaikum, make my family. Our Hindi super self.
Yes, Fawley Gonsalam, Nate. Thank you, Brother Nate. And to all of you, this is Imam Wali Ayubilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. As always, I like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. And would like to thank all who may be listening, if it's a few, if it's more going to be listening later. If you hear it and you're willing to sit and listen, and especially if the information helps, we thank you for your time. We thank Allah for you. And we have to work to grow together. Our, you know, life is just as anyone else's, must be dedicated to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we see our Christian family, they may not say Allah. But they say God and they mean it. They say Creator and they mean it. People in general, and we have to trust because there's only one Allah. There's only one God. There's only one Creator. These are not shared positions. Me and Nate may share this microphone right now. We can't share nothing with Allah. Allah owns everything, controls everything, helps or destroys whatever he wants. So we want his help. We already know. We believe that when he says something, he means it. There's no second guessing Allah. I believe this is our time. This is me talking. You believe something. I believe this is the African-American descendant of slaves time more than ever before. Slavery was a point in time to take us to our lowest stage. And walking away from that, we got there because Allah was there for us. He opened the doors. But the doors hasn't closed. Therefore, when we look at what must be done and who must do it, we'll find the key, the answer is with us. But you have to believe that. And I'm not talking about think more of yourself than you are. You know, everybody, every human being, our first and most important act is really, you know, to understand the actions to life or what causes life and also how to grow in life. You don't get it as a baby, but as you grow, every human being, unless there's some kind of sickness, some kind of illness with them, and whatever they get because Allah gave them something different. We may never understand it. But for the average person, we come up the same way. We recognize a God through spirit. as a baby. We don't know it. I don't believe there's nothing running in our head and telling us as a baby, that's God. No, but it's God moving the baby. Allah allows the baby to come forth, all of them, not a human being, animal, whatever, comes through without the birth that he set up for them. When we come through as human beings, our mother represents a guide to us, a nourisher, a maintainer for us. Everything we need, she does it for us. As time goes on, the father and the rest of the family get involved, and that child grows from one stage to another, but all by the guidance of God. And there's no set of human beings that get it different than the rest of the human beings. Some of us could do more with it than others because we look at more than just being a baby, being raised, or whatever the case is. We nurture the mind of the child also, activity around the child. I often speak of my father. I don't know no negative activity that I've witnessed around my father. I got beatings when I did what I wasn't supposed to do. As a younger than a teenager, through to a certain age as a teenager. And then one day at 13, I told my brothers and sisters, Dad don't want to beat us. We just keep doing stuff. I said, I ain't crying no more. They said, Dad going to kill you. You stand up there, you ain't crying. And or they saw the older one older than me, maybe she saw, it seems like I'm defying him to stand up there and get beaten, don't cry. But that ain't what I meant. I was coming from a humble position that my father do not want to beat me. I just keep doing what he tell me not to do. And it wasn't bad stuff. He would tell me to come straight home from school. Don't let him beat me. And long as I go straight down one street, I can get there every day before him. As soon as I hang with the friends, we cut across the street, and I can see my father riding past. I knew I was getting a beating. The growth for every human being is the same. Everybody don't get beaten. I don't mean it like that. But there's no child born with the brain to change the world. No child born knowing they're going to be the president of the United States, an imam, a preacher, a school teacher, whatever the case may be. But as we grow, and those of us that are parents, as we help raise our children, we see something forming, something taking shape. And in most cases, we're proud of what we see. Allah has allowed us to live in, you and I, in America, not as guests, but as this is our home. And we got history to go back to see how our condition was real bad once upon a time. We worked the earth of America and was treated as the worst people on earth. Treated bad by the Caucasians. But look at the heart and spirit that Allah gave us.
Right.
We got room if we want to come together and just go start destroying people. That ain't what we're supposed to do. We look at it and see what was God's plan. Everybody don't take it to God. But many do. Why? When I look at it, why were we allowed to be slaves? I believe today, count of everything, looking at the people around the world, and looking at this here too, anybody that comes to America want to put us under their thumb. They look up to everybody else, but they want to put us under their thumb. Somewhere along the line, they think we're still that slave. Not they see it, something that's been told to them. And that's every race of people that come here, whether it's religious or something else. Our goal would have to be to wake our people up in a manner, not just talk, but by building something that becomes a model, not just for our people, but for others too. Imam Muhammad said it over and over and over again, the model community, the model community. What does it look like? I'm appealing to us to be ready to do a Zoom sometime in October as we're advancing it as of tomorrow, right? But either way, sometime in October, I would like us to have a Zoom-type conversation. And in that Zoom conversation, for the purpose of being able to see each other, too, through Zoom, because we could just come together on a conference call. But we want to see, I would like us to see each other across the country. If I'm not talking about thousands of people, no, I don't expect that many people. I expect those who look at themselves and see something. When you look at yourself, don't look at me, don't look at that one, look at yourself. What do you see? Because we need everybody's talent, everybody's quality to come alive to build a model community. It can't be built with one shape or one form. We need to do sure, discuss collectively, how do we see a model community? Most of us, maybe 50 to 80%, will say the exact same thing, need to be in it. 50 to 80% of us may say the type of people we need to help make that happen. We know about names, et cetera. But there's something unique probably in each one of us that we see that need to be mentioned that the others will agree on. Now, all of us may not mention something, but there's something in someone that we may not even mention. But if one person mentioned that, we'll see that's a key factor to what we want as a model community. So in that, I'm just more so saying that let's do sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come together and discuss. Now, if we find a body of people that feels in themselves that they have something to add, they may can't put it on paper, but they could discuss it and somebody else can put it on paper. We need people like that so we could talk to a bigger body of people, convention style, maybe in more than one place. Groups of us. We don't need one person telling everything. We need everybody that can, that has a skill, that has a position, that has a mindset to what a model community looks like. We got people who own land. And right now, and I've talked to people like this, they don't know what to do, what they want to do with the land. Their land might be land that we can build factories on, establish industry on. But we need our own industries. Our own industry will produce the wealth, the jobs, the leadership to build our model community and stabilize us. When we see ourselves putting each other in business and supporting the ones we put in business, get rid of that old thing we had some years ago leading up to now, that we could support everybody but our own. We see where that get us nowhere. We have to come together. Our imams have to talk to the people, the gathering, the community, especially if that imam, and not only, but especially if that imam had ties with the Nation of Islam while the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was alive, and then continued, or even if he didn't have that, he got ties with the following, the students, the life, the masjids of Imam Wahdeen Muhammad. And a person could say, well, why I got to be them? Because most of our beloved brothers and sisters, whom I love very well, know them or not, have a habit of loving outsiders more than they love themselves. My brothers, even those of us that are together behind Imam Muhammad, why would we change our style of dress? Confusing. We make it so we can't even talk to our youngsters. We look like we don't belong here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad part, the ones that are supposed to dress like that, they don't recognize us anyway. Not as a body. Oh, you might be a friend. I'm a friend to some. That friendship ain't going nowhere. that friendship ain't going to come across the line to help us build something for ourselves. We can build with them, but they have to walk away with the biggest take. Business. That's business. That's not they dirty. That's business. But we have to come together to put ourselves in a place of having business, in a place of establishing our own masjids, our own schools, and I mean our own. Notice how every people that comes to America, it could be religious or otherwise, all over the country they got what they call somewhere in the in the city, a little place that shows their identity. In other words, here in Philadelphia for many years as I grew up, I sold bags, shopping bags for sisters, women, men, whoever, shopping that might need a bigger bag to carry everything in the Italian market. There was Jews down there. There were Polish down there. There were Irish. But the largest body was the Italians. Other end, that's one end going down 9th Street. On the other end, going towards the center city, on 8th Street, was Chinatown. So you go on one end, you got the Italians. You go to another one, you got Chinatown. Not too far from us were the Jewish community. And there was Italians. I lived in South Philly where a lot of Caucasians live. And there was all Italians all the way around, no question about that. But you had pockets of Jews. You had the Chinatown. Back then, I don't recall it ever being Africans coming over here and being over here. And every now and then, I don't know where they came from, but there was groups of Spanish people walking through the neighborhood. And they come, every time they come, it's almost on like the same day, the same time, coming from the same direction. I don't know if they lived where they came from, the direction they walking from, or somehow got there and I didn't see them and now they're coming back. I didn't know. And they'd walk north coming from the south end. But they didn't want to speak. I'd say hi. I learned as a youngster, a child. I speak to everybody. You could be drunk. You could be on drugs. I speak. Not out of anything other than the fact that that's the way my father taught me to be. Be polite. Some people, you know, they look and, you know what I mean? And I might have to speak twice because they look like they're gritting, like who you talking to. I make sure they didn't get a mistake on it and give the greetings again. We have to set the society that we live in to respect the way we want to live. Respect our model. We know we all say our model is who? Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. But we have to build a society that protects our interests. Our schools should be us teaching us as we were in the earlier days. Because soon as somebody else come in, and this is not to be biased, this is not to be racist, why does the whole school got to change to look like them instead of them looking like us? We weren't looking bad. So there's something missing there. Allah gives us Islam. We're a great community in America of Muslims. And we don't think that's enough for somebody to follow or come in and ask for direction. The Prophet made sure he told the brothers that came from Becca, which was not yet Mecca, came to Yatridge where he was at, where he was accepted. He made sure that he introduced them to the ones that are Yatridge, and he called them by two terms, the Mujahir. I might be saying it wrong, but either way, speaking of the traveler, and then the Ansars, talking about the helpers. Here in America, we're the helpers. And then he said, "This is the host," telling the people of Becca, "Don't get ahead of the people here at Yatridge. They are the helpers and they are the hosts." Here in America, we forget we the hosts. We let someone come in and almost host us. That's not the way it should be. That's not the way we should be living. And that's what's setting us back. We waiting for somebody else to accept us in the front. Accept yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And build. What has anybody given us? When you think about it, I don't know. No group gave to me anything as an imam, as a brother, as a friend, et cetera, et cetera. Everything I got, I earned and built by Allah's permission. Those around me, they earned and built. We're not ever supposed to bow to anybody but Allah, even if your bowing is inside. My spirit can't bow to someone else, because Allah didn't tell me nowhere in the Quran to do that. We got to act like, for the sake of the future of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, children we ain't even going to see. We have to give them the picture, somebody as if they're the slave. No, this is America. And we're not accepting to be the slave of America no more. Allah brought us out of that. And many of us became Muslims way after that. We have to build something for ourselves. We have to have wealth that's our wealth. We have to support banks, the Brothers and Sisters of Graceland, credit union. I can't wait till they're set up to find out how I can have, through my corporation and my personal life, have some money being put in there. There's somebody sitting around saying, well, no, they might not know what they're doing. Why? What bank? Think about this. I'm going to use the term Negro for a minute.
Find
a bank that exists through America that we went and did the scrutiny first to see what it means before we put our money in it. But we got people that's hesitating with Graceland.
Yeah.
Why not help them build? I can't wait till they get their paperwork so I can find a way how to open an account there, how to build there. And as we build our property up here, we want to have something that signals Graceland in our area. And I don't mean a sign. I mean, as Brother Rashid told me, we could do an ATM. I want to do more than that. I want them to have bank space. I don't want to run it. They got to get people that know banking to run it, to work it. But why would we not want it? Why would we not want them right in the messages if it's only by the ATM? Something's wrong with us. We have to find a way to, he's condemning. No, look at us. Look at us. We had more influence in our neighborhoods when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was living than we do now. I know for a fact, because we was able to shut down fights, shootings, and everything in the 70s, early 70s, late 69. And I know I'm one of the brothers that went to the street talking about people. You're going to stop this. Mr. Muhammad said such and such, you're going to stop doing this. Got to the point where even the police need, don't bother the Muslims. They don't do nothing to you until you do something wrong, but then when they do something, they don't care who you are, police or otherwise. And no, we don't want trouble, but we got to build a better world. This is the world that we live in that seems to be having a problem. So we got to address that. Each and every one of us got to look at what can we do to build the model community? What's needed? And I don't mean just giving stuff away, just doing charity. No, let's do business. Let's grow in business-minded efforts. Let's grow wealth. That goes with a model community. How you take care of yourself? We are building wealth among ourselves, the country. And we're building with each other. And we may need to have model, once some are built, we may have to have meetings, major meetings, just on the model community, 3-4 times a year around the country, acknowledging what's next. We should be looking at everything that we could build and build it, establish it, to make money for us, to be in the race of what the public needs. There should be no limit to us. Why are we limited? Oh, yeah, alcohol. We ain't doing no alcohol. Drugs, we ain't doing that. Illegal weapons, we ain't doing that.
No black.
We ain't doing nothing that's wrong that Allah will frown upon.
Yeah.
No, we don't need that. That happened in the first and that poisoned some of the temples. We have to get past that and do what's right, what's halal, the best character.
Yeah.
And then we become, the name that I want to use is slipping me right now, but we become the light for the humanity. Another term, it'll come to me, Allah willing, but it's another term. So let us take a PSA right now. Brother Nate.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Emmanuel.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to read from the Quran, 4:31, Ayats 1-11. Aleph, Lim, Mim. These are verses of the wise book, a guide and a mercy to the doers of good. Those who establish regular prayer and give regular charity and have in their heart the assurance of the hereafter. These are the true guidings from thy Lord, and these are the ones who will prosper. But there are among men those who purchase idols' tales without knowledge of or meaning to mislead men from the path of Allah and throw ridicule on the path. For such, there will be a humiliating penalty. Signs are rehearsed to such a one. He turned away in arrogance, as if he heard them not, as if there was deafness in both of his ears. Announced to him a grievous penalty. For those believe and work righteous deeds, there will be guidance or guardians of bliss to dwell therein. The promise of Allah is true, and he is exalted in power, wise. He created the heaven without any pillars that you can see. He set on the earth mountains standing firm. These should shake with you, and he scattered through his beaks of all kinds. We send down rain from the sky and produce on the earth every kind of noble creature in pairs. Such is the creation of Allah. Now, show me what is there that others beside him have created. Nah. But the transgressors are in manifest error. Surely Allah speaks the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Join us, Dale, from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for self with your host, Iman Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zoom, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zoom is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build our model community. Connect at am360.org, 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host, 515-605-9000.
9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave your listener comments at 910-317-0297. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Brother Nate. Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is E-Man Wally Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. And we just want to continue for the few minutes that we have left to share that our goal, our effort, is to have a Zoom sometime during October. I was speaking to one of the sisters that represent Community-Wide Shore Conference, and I was asking her to be the handler of the office as far as control of the Zoom itself. And once we set that up, we will be advertising that on this program that we do every day and the one that we do on Wednesday from five to seven, and the one we do every day is 6 to 7. And I believe there's another number that you'll be getting for that. Right now, we don't have control of the board, so we can't see if somebody's raising their hand to speak. We can't even see the phone numbers. But we normally will give a number, and you can call that number, and we go from there. We have a few minutes left, so I don't know if it benefits to give the number or don't give the number. You know,
yeah, okay.
Yes, it's Nate Muhammad again. That number for the Sapir Muhammad STEM School is area code 515-602-65.
That's the one we do every week.
This is the one we do every week, every day. And you can also call my number, area code 267-385-0259. 267-385-0259. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free to call, and we'll put you right on the mic. Nate Muhammad again. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, thank you, Brother Nate, once again. So just to continue in the few minutes that we have, we want to appeal to the people that will help deliver the message first. I mean, imagine we're doing a convention in one place, or we're doing Zoom, or whether we're doing it in 10 different places live. We need more people to be involved. We need people who have something to offer from themselves of how they see the model community. We'll collectively see who will do what. If we had 10, we got more than this in the country, but if we have 10 real estate agents that live in different parts of the country, all in different states, we would like them to represent this body after we're talking and we lay out what we want to discuss with the people. To be the ones that will be looking for the property that we want to build on. We want to build the model community on. I'm suggesting maybe we want 1,000 acres to start off with. 1,000 acres we want the developers to build anywhere from 1 house per acre to maybe 8 or 10 houses per acre. And we could even decide that we want a much more than that with row homes. Those will be something all of us will decide on. So now we'll need, just for that discussion, we need somebody to understand land, understand about purchasing land that you can build on to live on. But there's some land you could purchase it, but you come to find out you can't build no living quarters on there. because of something that has been done environmentally
mm-hmm.
to the earth that affects it. Someone to tell us about that. We need someone that will show a plan, the architect, that is, a plan by way of drawing, an engineer that would actually work with that also to guarantee what is being built, what's the safety nets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They know those fields. Same thing with a realtor. We may have 20 of them. Well, we need them to be able to collaborate. So when we do it on a large scale, we may be doing large enough that we'd be doing it physically in 10 different areas, or just have a long weekend discussion because we have so many people that will represent certain groups. When the man was here, it was nice to have one person talking. We're talking about building the model community. We need people talking. We need experts talking. We need people who have ran, managed supermarkets. As I've said many times, we're known as food deserts, our communities across the country. They're saying we have no way of feeding ourselves, and they're right for the most part. So we want to create for ourselves supermarkets that belong to us. So we need people who can manage them, maybe people that can own them together. And that would be a way that once these people live in this area, they got their own market that they can shop at. They got their own strip mall that they can do other purchases at. Own gas station, meaning we want to put ourselves in this. You know, you go to some of these gas stations, most of them, many of them, they're not even owned by the Caucasians no more. There's other people that came in. And that's what we have to be able to see and understand that there's something that is actually I don't know why. I'm hearing a sound on the phone. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. So we want to put together a community that serves all of our needs, not some of our needs, all of our needs. And to do that, we need many of us across the country. And I'm talking first, like I say, I have a preference that I'm suggesting. I'm talking first to those who came from the Nation of Islam that's still around and or came through Imam Waqi Muhammad's body of people. There was a special love that we had for each other.
Absolutely.
We worked together. We built together. We met in Chicago or wherever. Some don't have that. There are some Muslims among us don't have that. Why? I don't know. Where did they lose it from? I have no idea. So there are things that we can see that's happening that's necessary to have in the front line if we're going to build something together. We have to be better than other people are the way we do it. Those are the things that we got to
yeah,
build.
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam, who's on the line?
As-salamu alaykum, brother. Imam, okay,
son.
This is Amin,
yes.
Amin Muhammad, Amin Yasir
okay.
Muhammad. Yeah, I was able to pull up the studio and
okay.
And then I was able to
plug yourself in. That's
so
good.
So yeah, alhamdulillah. You still haven't okay, we're still working on you receiving calls. Your show season
yeah.
call. So were you able to get a different laptop or, you know, a different way to log in, on a different platform?
Yeah, James was supposed to be here, but
evidently
he
not.
New York, so he didn't bring it. Yeah, he was supposed to be here. Now, this is one of the things, too, that you can look at. On mine, that's what you're talking about. On mine, I might be pulling up my regular AM360. Now, is anywhere this program is AM360?
Not at all.
The program
no, this
have,
is.
So
I have
school.
A separate account. Right.
Okay, so now, because
account.
Of that,
yeah.
Because of that, then I should be on a different board totally. because I got the board in front of me that's AM360. So I can't even put your code on this one. It won't switch up. So somehow, either you could probably do it, open up one and put my number in and see if that will work, my phone number. And then we'll try another laptop or computer possibly by tomorrow. And that may change things as far as using the your host pin. You know what I mean? And then if that works on another computer, it may bring up, like you're asking, another board. You know what I mean? Because what I'm on now, I see exactly the things that comes over. Like Study Al-Islam is on the board right now. Study Al-Islam is AM360. So we shouldn't be on AM360, even though they can't hear it. It ain't showing for that, but, I'm not interrupting anybody else's program. You know what I mean? Because of the code that you gave me, the host program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so praise be to Allah.
Well, that has to be the problem. The problem is that they have you embedded in AM360 cycle or whatever, and it's so that's the thing. It's in your computer. I think it's saved on your computer, and that's why when you type it, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I
think
that's
why
I have to do
a problem. So.
Right.
Well, okay then. Okay, let's keep working on it, inshallah. Let me ask you something now that I got you on the line. We're talking about establishing business. Out here in the West Coast now, it's like here in Los Angeles now, a great many of the people are Latino. In other words, we don't have the African American don't have the population that it once had. It doesn't have the majority that it once had.
I got
you know most of, even most of the workers and everything out here are Latino. And in the more it's a lot of construction going on. But I'll be hoping and praying. I see a brother out there, and I'll never see it, man. It's just hardly ever see it, and I'll call into radio shows complaining and everything, and it's always something about black brown coalition. It really don't really exist because the Latinos they working and they impregnating those young women. They're wives and they're having babies and they work like busy bees. But here's what I want to know. Some areas of the country, some areas of the country are not like Los Angeles, like some cities that are majority African-American. Do we have businesses in those areas? That's my question now. Do we have businesses in those majority African-American areas?
No, they faded. Most of our communities here, even in Philly, when I was younger, we had our places. But in these days and times, you do got Latinos, you got Pakistanis, you got Arabs, you got everybody but us in our neighborhood. So that's part of one of the things I'm fighting. Because in my family, we've always been in business. You know what I mean? So I'm fighting to do this. To this halal industry, because once we're open, then we'll finance our own people to be in business. You know, I learned don't just put people in business, find the ones that want to be in business, and then we find them. Because there's some that, they just ain't working. They'd rather look like
But look, could you name me right now three majority African American majority cities off the top of your head, just off the top of your head?
Philadelphia. What you said there?
Philadelphia.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, definitely. Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a large number here. Mm-hmm. Atlanta. New York. Parts of New York. I would say Brooklyn may be one. Harlem is another. Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there's a number of them, but we're still let the quality of businesses go down. You know what I mean? Too many of us have done that. They're starting to build back up in different areas, but I was even hearing them talking about in Atlanta doing some more building for businesses. You know what I mean? But we it's almost like we let other people come in and grow in our neighborhood, and we are right with paying them. And, you know, so we got to change that. That's all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
Same thing.
That's what I was just saying, because, you know, we have another radio show come on after you, after your show. You know, it's called Message of Concern, and it's mainly dealing with the removal of the Caucasian image, but we discuss business and reparations and everything. We you know, anything we want to discuss that's important. And, I was just wondering. I mean, golly. I mean, in Georgia. I mean, out here in California now, it's Latino. This is Latino.
It's,
I mean,
the area.
They're so strong. They're so strong here in LA. I don't know if you saw that thing that happened about a year ago, where these Latinos. It was kind of like maybe four of them, five of them in a room, and they just talking about us like a dog and everything. And
oh, they do that.
Three or four of them quit. They just, you know, like they just resigned. But one of them, he stayed right in there after all that racist stuff that he did. So this is shows you how strong they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not talking anti-racism, you know, because them people. Very honest people. Yeah.
But they still got that bias against us.
Yeah.
From this system.
And that's what we have to, that's why we have to unite and know that Allah wants to go. And I don't know if you're going to be cut off, they say in 10 seconds, so I don't know if it'll cut you off too.
No, that's okay. I think we, you know, we have a little grace. Great spirit. I've been with them for 5, 6, 7 years. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, but that's what's happening. That's one of the things that I'm pushing the halal industry so much for. It'll make wealth, and we need to build our community from that. You know what I mean? Put ourselves in business.
You know, it just seems. You know, it just seems to me that all the teachings we got with. You know, Master Farad, Abdullah Muhammad, the Imam, AMCOP, CPC, and all that. In those majority African American communities, we had at least have buku restaurants, beef pie, fish fry, restaurants and stuff. And you know what I mean? It just seems like, I mean, we have an excuse out here. You know, we just overpopulated, just outnumbered. Out here in LA, but some of the mirrors back, and it ain't no excuse. I don't understand it. I swear to God, I don't understand.
Yeah, we got enough people to do it, but in most areas, we let other people come in and do it and go along with them. The Arabs, in some of the areas, got brothers closer to doing things than they would do with each other.
When I'm listening to you, Brother Imam. You know, I'm listening to you, Brother Imam. Now, that wouldn't happen if more of the people, more of the imams are talking like you. You talk business,
a
model community every day, every single day.
That's right.
That's how you got to do it.
Right.
You just can't, you know what I mean, just be all in the spirit 6 days and one day talk about business. You know what I mean? You know, you got to talk it. You got to talk it. You got to talk it into existence, you know.
That's
you
right.
Know, inshallah.
That's right. That's right. It's an everyday life thing. You know what I mean? Our families need it just like everybody else's families. Yeah. Until it happens and then give it enough motivation that it'll continue forever. You know what I mean? But we have to do it. No question.
Yeah, these imams, even I hear them on the radio, they need to talk more business, man, down-to-earth stuff, man. They need to talk more business, economics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The dollar. We need to understand the Federal Reserve, how the money,
all that,
where it comes from, all that.
That's
all
right.
The time.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. Well, what it means, sir.
Yeah.
How deep should we be in it? All that. So Nate was just mentioning, maybe tomorrow if you're free, you call in again, and maybe some people may hear from, you know, you can see from your side, and it may spark something. I don't know. We don't know who we touch and who we're talking to, but we try to do the best we can, and Allah will help us. You know what I mean? That's for sure.
That's
so,
right.
So and I don't know it no other
That's
way
right.
but to say we ain't doing it, let's get up and do it. You know what I mean? If I'm
That's
included
right.
in that, let's do it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
You gotta get out. Okay,
yeah,
well, I think.
Yeah.
I think the next show, Mr. Domestic Concerns, is coming on. So, inshallah.
Yes, sir.
You know.
All right.
You know, if we can sign out. Yeah,
okay.
But thank you for
okay.
the opportunity for me to weigh in on the situation.
You're welcome, brother. I'm
situation.
Glad you came through.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right then. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yes, sir.